Good morning, 810 here on News Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Lisa Newell publishes the Gulf Breeze News. We connect with her every Thursday as the paper is getting ready to be distributed. Lisa, welcome back to the show.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. You know, we have some beautiful weather out, and I think it's actually going to get a little cooler this weekend is what I understand.
Don't say it if it doesn't come true. Don't give me that fake dream.
We are looking back right now at something that happened 3 years ago, about 3 years ago this week, and it was Hurricane Sally. And, you know, the Gulf Breeze City has decided that they're ready to hold Skanska accountable for those barges that got loose and knocked out our bridge, turning Gulf Breeze into a cul-de-sac for 9 months. There was some movement in the courts when the Limitation Act was rejected, which means that Gulf Breeze, among other local municipalities, can now sue Skanska for damages because they should have known that they needed to get those barges out of the way, and they failed to act. So, you know, looking back, it's kind of something we don't want to remember, but it was pretty painful for a lot of businesses in this area, and right now the municipalities are trying to line up to see if they can get some kind of remuneration from Skanska.
Yeah, as I recall, there were kind of like three levels to this. The first level they tried was that the damages would only be limited to the value of the barge itself. And then there was that the damages would only be to the directly impacted structures of the barges. And then this is the, you know, no, there was a lot of other impact that was done here. And once the permission to make lawsuits in those directions came out, that now Gulf Breeze is joining. That's good stuff. I'm glad for that. We also have, this is a question that, this story came out while I was on vacation, but the story that Aldi was acquiring Winn-Dixie, and then the question is, okay, so how many of the Winn-Dixies are actually going to convert to Aldis, and are any going to stay the same? Do we have any more clarity on that now?
Well, you know, they're holding the cards close to their vest, but we did ask about the one here in Gulf Breeze. The manager of the Gulf Breeze store said he's not allowed to talk about it, so we contacted Aldi and Winn-Dixie Corporate, and both of them basically said, you know, we will let you know. But we did get some information that if they do convert the larger grocery store, you know, Winn-Dixie's into an Aldi, they will probably not take up all of the space.
Yeah.
They will probably keep it small like most Aldi stores are, and then the other part of the real estate could go up for lease.
So the Winn-Dixie could become like the Aldi / tattoo parlor.
Well, it's possible. It's possible. But the other question I did not answer, and we need to get more clarification on, is what's going to happen to the Winn-Dixie liquor stores.
Oh.
That's another question we have.
Because does Aldi sell alcohol typically?
They do have wine, but they don't have
So they don't have a liquor.
They have wine and beer.
Which is a separate structure. Yeah, okay, interesting.
And you'll still have to pack it yourself.
At least the one that I've been to.
And you'll still have to put a quarter in to get a basket, right? So... Oh, by the way, you said they're playing their cards close to their vests. Can I give you the line? You ready? They're playing their cards close to the lederhosen.
Sure.
No, nobody.
It's a German thing.
Just move on.
You're funny.
I get it.
You've got a happy birthday to announce, right?
Well, I do. I have actually, Betty Archer Allen, she has been writing the Talk of the Town column in the Gulf Breeze News for many years. And she is having a big birthday this weekend, and we're not going to reveal her age because we love her too much, but we want to wish her a happy birthday. And we do have another birthday, which is one of our delivery men who's having a birthday on the same day, on September the 10th.
Oh,
so
nice.
Happy birthday to both of them.
Well, let's just say happy double digits birthday.
There you go.
Okay.
There you go. They're over 10. They are
over 10. Over 10. That's right. The city is working on, everybody's working on budgets. Everybody's having their special and their budgets, and there are all these meetings right now, including the city of Gulf Breeze, right?
Yes. The city is looking at their 2024 budget, which begins October 1st. And one thing that might surprise people is that they have a budget of $100 million for a small town. That's kind of a surprising figure, but they do have their enterprise funds. You know, their water and their gas, so that factors in as well.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
Our area is growing and property values are growing up, and they've got a bunch of new buildings going in, like a new police station, which is hopefully going to open up next week. Lots of things going on in the city of Gulf Breeze.
You always have really good coverage of local sports, including we've got, what, a record that was set by a cross-country runner?
Yes, a freshman. His name is Drew Barasset, and he broke the Gulf Breeze High School 5K record at the Pace Patriot Invitational on Saturday with a time of 16:26.9. So, yeah, he was 2 seconds faster than the previous time, which was set in 2018 by Ryan Van Brock.
Wow. Okay.
So we need to keep an eye on this guy. He's fast. Yeah.
And, of course, we have football season has started. You guys are covering that. And what is the Beaches to Woodlands story?
So Beaches to Woodlands, they do this every fall. It's a good way for Santa Rosa County to kind of highlight that they have got everything from beautiful white sand beaches to the piney woods up in the north end of the county. They've got, pumpkin mazes or, corn mazes, pumpkin festivals. They've got zip lining. They've got rivers you could tube down. So they had come up with this thing many years ago called Beaches to Woodlands. And it's basically a series of events that help you to explore all of the different things that are going on in Santa Rosa County. And
That's cool.
Amazing how diverse it is.
Yeah.
Yeah,
no, there's so much. Yeah, and I mean, my wife and I get a sense of it biking around because we encounter a lot of things like, oh, that, we have that, all that kind of stuff. No, that's fine. By the way, I love the idea of a pumpkin maze. Super creepiest thing ever, but I love the idea of it.
I got that wrong.
I would love to see it. That would be great.
Pumpkins and,
Well, the Gulf Breeze News is out today. Yeah. It's everywhere. Lisa Newell is the publisher and a great team of folks that work with her. Lisa, thanks for publishing the paper, keeping us informed, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Oh, man, thank you so much. And this time I was going to say I hope to see you in Santa Rosa County.
Oh, nice. I see what you did there. Way to creatively break the tagline for effect. Well done. 8:17 here on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us.
All right, taking a look around, taking a look at Santa Rosa County, not showing any slowdowns or delays. It looks like 98 is accident-free, not showing any problems. It looks like an I-10, I-110, everything running at posted speeds. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
But by the way, I just discovered this. I don't know how this slipped past us, but it is National Beer Day today.
It's National Beer Day.
What sort of preparations have you made? Anyway.
I still have my tree up from last year, I didn't even know it was happening. Yeah. My beer tree.
What's your costume this year? Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth, we talk about her all the time, being a highly prolific. I mean, the 230 homes sold last year is crazy. But, she and her team at Leavenworth Realty did that. And I so much emphasize her that I sometimes do a little bit of neglect of the team. And it is a team, and her team at Leavenworth Realty. For example, on the website they've got at the Leavenworth Realty website, one of their satisfied customers wrote this review. Kelly writes that Dylan Smith with the Leavenworth team is by far the greatest realtor I've ever had. He not only helped me get my home, but helped me understand the whole process of becoming a homeowner along the way. Every time I called him, he was available to me, and if he was busy, he would let me know immediately that he would get back to me as soon as possible, and he did just that. I really don't know when this man even gets to sleep. We could put him in radio. Since he seems to be so dedicated to his work, Dylan treated me like I was his own family while helping me find my forever home, and I truly couldn't be more grateful. If you want a realtor with excellent care and communication skills, Dylan is your guy. So I know we talk about Christina, but she's really done a great job of surrounding herself with like-minded, like-hearted people and trained them to do things her way as well and just produce this amazing team that has these consistent, fantastic results. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Many businesses in our area ask us point blank, why do I need you, meaning ADX Digital, to do my business's digital marketing? Why can't I just do it on my own with Facebook and Google? Well, just because you can does not necessarily mean you should. The reality of it is digital marketing is constantly changing, growing, and evolving. Are you up to date with the latest advancements, trained in the latest technologies and platforms? Do you really have the time to design all the ads on your own, read the ebooks, plan the campaign, and begin to try to learn all of this stuff yourself? Aren't you already responsible for holding down the workload of 2-3 full-time jobs already? It's time you contact our trusted team of media experts at ADX Digital. We are your trusted team for community partnerships and radio marketing and a comprehensive list of opportunities available for you in the online digital marketing space. We invite you to email us today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com to get started on your path to a digital marketing partnership.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Quick, name two things that hiss. Did you say gas leak? If not, here are some safety tips. Look, listen, smell, and leave. Look for blowing dirt, dead plants, dry spots in moist areas, and bubbling water in creeks or ponds. Listen for a hissing sound near gas appliances or lines. Smell for a rotten egg odor. If you detect any of these signs, leave immediately and call Pensacola Energy at 850-474-5300. Snakes and cats aren't the only things that hiss. Learn more at PensacolaEnergy.com.
Secret offers, guaranteed returns, over-the-top promises that you too can make fast money. These are all red flags that you should be wary of when looking at investment opportunities. Visit Florida's Office of Financial Regulation website 24/7 to learn what questions to ask before you invest. Remember, if it sounds too good to be true, it probably is. Visit SLOFR.gov to learn more. This message is sponsored by the Florida Office of Financial Regulation, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
News Radio Pensacola. He's on 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
This station is now the ultimate power in the universe. I suggest we use it.
Duty call, Larry did everything to answer. Because of that, he rewrote the fate of four families for generations to come. That's valor. That's valor. That's our nation at its very best.
President Biden at the Medal of Honor ceremony for then-Lieutenant, now-Captain Larry Taylor, retired. From a citation in Vietnam in 1968, he was a Cobra pilot who went in and did some amazing things. I always like listening to the official citation. We played the president's comments about this earlier in the show, but the official citation to me is always like, I know that's, it always gets me.
First Lieutenant Larry L. Taylor distinguished himself by acts of gallantry and intrepidity above and beyond the call of duty while serving with Troop Delta, 1st Squadron, 4th Cavalry, 1st Infantry Division on June 18, 1968, near the village of Ap Go Cong, Republic of Vietnam. On this date, 1st Lieutenant Taylor commanded a light fire team of two Cobra helicopter gunships, scrambled on a nighttime mission in response to an urgent call for aerial fire support from a four-man long-range patrol team. Upon arrival, 1st Lieutenant Taylor found the patrol team surrounded and heavily engaged by a larger Viet Cong force. He immediately requested illumination rounds and supporting artillery to assist with identifying the enemy positions. Despite intense enemy ground fire, he flew at a perilously low altitude, placing a devastating volume of aerial rocket and machine gun fire on the enemy forces encircling the friendly patrol.
Man, you know, the way Biden told it, it was four guys, and it was four, but they were surrounded by, you know, dozens, perhaps 100 Viet Cong, and they're trying to get out, or at least give them a little bit of cover so they can get out or maybe get a rescue in.
For over approximately 45 minutes, 1st Lieutenant Taylor and his wingmen continued to make low-level, danger-close attack runs on the surrounding enemy positions. When enemy fire increased from the village of Ap Go Cong, he requested artillery rounds with lower illumination altitudes be fired on that portion of the village so that the burning rounds ignited the enemy positions. With both Cobra gunships nearly out of ammunition and the enemy still closing in on the patrol team, 1st Lieutenant Taylor flew the patrol team's potential ground evacuation route, finding it unviable based on the heavy enemy ground fire encountered. Returning to the patrol team's location, he continued to circle it at a low level under intense enemy fire, employing his searchlight to make fake gun runs on the enemy positions to distract them from the patrol team.
He's out of rockets. He's out of machine gun ammunition. He's running low on fuel, and he's scouting out their evacuation route, says it's not viable. And so he goes back and does fake attack runs on the enemy to at least give them some breath so that they can try to figure out what, and to keep them off of them, basically, to figure out what they're going to do.
Running low on fuel and with the patrol team nearly out of ammunition, First Lieutenant Taylor decided to extract the team with his two-man Cobra helicopter gunship, a feat never before accomplished. He directed...
By the way, just so you know the visual, for those of you who don't know what a Cobra is, if you've been to Veterans Memorial Park, that helicopter, that's a Cobra. Okay, it's a two-seater. It's a very thin body. It does not have any place on it for passengers. You know, there's no, it's not a Huey. You're not putting people inside and carrying them off or medevacing them or anything like that. It is an attack helicopter. Its job is to deliver, you know, guns and rockets on target. And that's all it's capable of doing. So that what he did is just amazing.
He directed his wingman to fire their remaining minigun rounds on the patrol team's east flank. First Lieutenant Taylor then fired his own last minigun rounds on the enemy positions, opening an avenue of movement to the east for the patrol team. He directed the patrol team to move 100 yards towards the extraction point, where First Lieutenant Taylor, still under enemy fire, landed his helicopter and instructed the patrol team to climb aboard anywhere they could. With the four-man long-range patrol team seated on rocket pods and skids, he evacuated them to the nearest friendly location, undoubtedly saving their lives. First Lieutenant Taylor's conspicuous gallantry, his profound concern for his fellow soldiers, and his intrepidity at the risk of his life above and beyond the call of duty are in keeping with the highest traditions of military service and reflect great credit upon himself, his unit, and the United States Army.
They're literally hanging on the wings and the rocket pods for dear life. They're like Slim Pickens in reverse out of Doctor Strange. They're just trying to survive. You know, as he and the way Biden told it is he was running so low on fuel that he had to actually they would all have died. He had to like stop and let them off halfway so that they could hoof it back while he got his bird back. I mean, just unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. 827 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic for us.
Okay. And we're not showing really any slowdowns or delays. Certainly is caution wherever you are. A little backed up still on 29 northbound towards Car City from the split at Pace Palafox. If you have traffic tips, text them in at 437-1620. This is brought to you by unbound.org. A girl in Kenya dreams of becoming a doctor. An elder in Guatemala dreams of becoming part of a community. Reach out. Change their world. We'll change your own. That's unbound.org. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. By the way, just kind of one more thing I want to say about this. There's been some criticism of Joe Biden for he took his mask off because remember his wife's got COVID, right? So he's a sort of a close exposure, though he's tested negative before, during, and after kind of thing. But he took a mask off and then he gave the speech and then he walked right out. It's, I mean, like he pinned the medal on the guy, connected it in the clasp in the back, and then walked right out the front. Nothing else. And so people were criticizing him for the mask stuff. They're criticizing him for leaving quickly. And, you know, I don't know that the White House does a great job of explaining anything ever, cringe on Pierre, but basically he fled the scene to avoid exposing anybody else. He had talked with the guy privately ahead of time quite a bit. He wasn't disrespecting him. He just wanted to go to, and you said, well, then why was he there in the first place and why wasn't he wearing a mask? Stop it. Just focus on the thing that matters, which is the event itself and the celebration of this American hero. You just sometimes, you know, sometimes you've got to watch that your hatred or dislike or criticism of somebody doesn't pollute your ability to see when your criticism is just kind of missing the point about something. Always be willing to say what they do well. Always be willing to notice that the thing you want to criticize them for isn't significant. The thing that matters is what this guy did to save four lives back in Vietnam in 1968. That's the main story. 829 on News Radio 92.3. Steve Taylor's in the newsroom with our headlines. Steve?
Well, the U.S. is providing more than $1 billion of new assistance to Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken made the announcement during his trip to the Ukrainian capital of Kyiv yesterday, and brings up a question, though. The pronunciations of certain words have changed since the war began. Kyiv used to be Kiev. Ukraine
is it chicken Kyiv?
Yeah, right. And so I'm wondering who's in charge of changing the pronunciation and the spellings of these places. You know, like Odessa now has dropped an S and
well,
so
it's
forth.
It's you know, it's What is it? It used to be Moscow, and now it's Moscow.
Well, it used to be Peking, and then became Beijing.
Oh, and then Mount McKinley doesn't even exist anymore.
Fannie Willis is now Funny Willis. Have you noticed that?
Nicely done.
I'm serious.
Oh, because you can't say Fanny?
I guess. It's like everybody's like, Funny.
On this note, did you see India's going to change its name?
To what?
I'm
a newsman. I got to find out.
It's a Sanskrit name. It starts with an N. I'm going to look it up real fast for the end of the hour, for the end of the half hour. No, it's a name that it's always been kind of the name, but now they're going to revert to it.
Oh. It's what they call themselves, probably.
Bharat. Bharat.
Oh.
Bharat.
Interesting.
That's, yeah, the N. The N is silent.
Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. President Biden takes off for the G20 summit in India later today, looking to pitch the world economic powers on his agenda of Bidenomics and climate change. Back home, a more immediate peril. As kids head back to school, big cities like New York face an influx of tens of thousands of migrant children. New York City Democrat Mayor Eric Adams sounding the alarm directly to the president.
This issue will destroy New York City.
New York expecting 21,000 new migrant children as school starts, speaking hundreds of languages. So they'll need translators, school supplies, food, and vaccine shots. President Biden's son Hunter in legal peril after his original plea deal fell apart this summer. Biden now expected to be indicted by the end of the month on a federal gun charge that carries a 10-year penalty. America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 8:31, 81 degrees, and mostly sunny in Pensacola. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Pensacola Mayor D.C. Reeves says they're excited about the possibilities for a property on West Main Street that's being vacated soon. The city owns the building at 101 West Main, and for the last 30 years, it served as the headquarters for the nonprofit Pensacola Sports. Last week, Pensacola Sports announced they're moving to Pensacola State College.
For now, in the short term, we will keep the building as is, as temporary office space. We may use it as some internal office space. We're looking at a lot of different options. But I think the long-term hope of what you do that parcel is to try to maximize the income that the CRA can generate off of that.
Mayor Reeves says because Pensacola Sports still has a three-year lease, the city will pay their moving expenses up to $25,000. Well, looks like the nominations for the Country Music Awards were just announced, and our sister station, Cat Country 98.7, has been nominated for a CMA Station of the Year again. They previously won back in 2017 and 2019. Congratulations, guys. The Milton City Council Executive Committee voted twice on what amounted to the same subject. The first vote was taken following a motion to approve compensation pay for fired city clerk Dawn Molinaro on the condition that Molinaro would agree to waive any rights she feels she has to bring legal action against the city. It passed on a 5-2 vote. The second vote was also taken on a motion to approve compensation for Molinaro, but without the additional language obligating her to sign anything. That motion failed on a 5-2 vote. Neither vote was necessary. Well, as the matter, it will be brought up again for discussion next Tuesday when the council holds its regular meeting. Well, let's check out what's happening in the financial world. This is Your Money Now on News Radio 92.3. Fewer Americans than expected found themselves filing first-time claims for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department reports receiving 216,000 requests for the week ending September 2nd. That's a drop of 13,000 from the previous week's revised total. Most analysts had forecast today's number to come in at about 230,000. At the opening bell, the Dow Jones average was up 22 points at 34,465. S&P 500 down 30 points at 4,435. Right now, let's check our forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. 30% chance of a stray shower today. Otherwise, mostly sunny skies with a high near 93. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 78 degrees. For Friday, slightly warmer with a high near 94 degrees. 20% chance of a stray shower. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 75. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
And right now, let's check in with Candy Culleton for Traffic on the 5.
All right. Taking a look around. Good news is we're not showing those slowdowns or delays like we were a little bit earlier. It's not that 29 has cleared up a tremendous amount. Still I mean, it has. It's still a little slow, though, coming from the split at Pace Palafox northbound to Brent Beverly in Carr City. And that's really the only slowdown I'm seeing right now. Looks like everything else has been picked up and moved on to the side, which is great. If you have a traffic tip, 437-1620. It's brought to you by Frontier Motors, the only dealer that Dave Ramsey and Andrew McKay recommend. You'll find it behind the Big Buffalo in Beverly Parkway. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks, Candy. Right now, sunny and 81 in Pensacola, 79 in Gulf Breeze, and 79 in Milton at 8:35. The next news is at 9. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. At Anderson, we know Subarus are built better, and we're not the only ones who think so. Subarus earn more IIHS Top Safety Pick Plus awards than Honda, Toyota, or Hyundai brands since 2013 as of July 2023. When it comes to safety, Subarus are better. And when it comes to longevity, well, Subaru wins there too. According to a study by Experian Automotive, Subaru leads the industry in longevity with 96% of vehicles sold in the last 10 years still on the road today. More than Honda or Toyota brands. Hands down, Subaru has the longest lasting vehicles in the automotive industry, all of which makes it easy to love a Subaru from Anderson Subaru. Visit us on Highway 29 just north of Carr City, Pensacola, or shop us online at AndersonSubaru.com.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Based on Experian Automotive non-luxury vehicles and operation excluding trucks and vans versus total new registrations for model years 2013 through 2022 as of December 2022.
Thinking about upgrading your home with durable floors that's pet-proof, waterproof, and comes with a lifetime warranty? Hurry in to Vinyl Plank for Less. They're clearing out inventory to make room for new arrivals. Save big, up to 15% off their everyday low prices with purchase of professional installation, and make your dream floor more affordable with their 12-month zero financing option. Shop today, because this sale ends September 9th. Located on Highway 31 in Spanish Fort and Glover Lane in Milton. Vinyl Plank for Less, turning houses into homes one plank at a time.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
News Radio Pensacola is your trusted source for hurricane coverage. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will provide you with the latest forecasts and warnings from the National Hurricane Center. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will help you find resources for disaster relief. If a hurricane approaches, News Radio Pensacola will interview experts on hurricane preparedness and safety.
No one covers the storms like News Radio 92.3.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today is going to be a stretch your brain day, stretch your imagination day. It's an easy one to
answer.
Come on,
dude, yesterday reading and now it's think?
No, just trust me, okay?
All right.
Because the question of the day is, what's the weird food combination that you love? The weird, like, you know, you come at it and you're like, no, but then you're like, this is so good. And so I'm going to give you my example, and then, you know, we'll take your example as well. And the reason it's a brain stretch is because I'm going to trust that you're not lying to me, and I'm going to try to imagine the foods. And the whole point is that at first they don't seem like, oh, that can't possibly be. You know, yesterday Mayor D.C. Reeves said that his favorite pizza is pepperoni and jalapeno. And I'm like,
That threw me too the first time Dana's son ordered it. It's like, so, what's wrong with you? What happened to you in childhood?
So you have to kind of pause, trust, and then play it out in your brain, your food imagination brain, and then be like, okay, you know, and then be willing to try something. So 437-1620, 437-1620. My example came up earlier in the show is I like to make shredded beef street tacos, okay, which basically comes out something along the lines of spicy pot roast. It's the best thing I can do to describe it. Well, I was making a quesadilla with the spicy pot roast the other day, and I happened to look something up online, and it made a suggestion. And so I put the quesadilla together. I put the cheese. I put the meat. I put the the salsa sauce and the guacamole sauce on. I'm getting ready to eat it, and then I added a slice of cucumber. Because I had seen cucumber at the, like, El Asador condiments table or whatever, the garnish. And I thought, well, that's weird. And then I read it online, like, I'll try. So good. Like, but you would not think I will put cucumber on my tacos. No, I'm now, like, an addict to this because it's fantastic. The crispiness, the texture, which is the crispiness, the temperature even, just the effect that it has in your mouth. It's everything to the good. Candy, do you have one that comes to mind?
I've got two, and they're both going to disgust everybody.
Outstanding.
Best, right? There's this place called The Melting Pot, which is like manna from heaven.
Fondue,
it's so delicious.
Right?
Yeah, it's fondue.
I love fondue. We do it at home.
My mouth's watering just thinking about it. But they have this, it's called Green Goddess, and it's something that you can dip after you do your meat.
Like the salad dressing Green Goddess?
It's not, but it's the same name.
Okay.
I know, that's what I thought too, and I was trying to dip my meat at home in a salad. It's like, oh, it's not the same. So you have to make it with cream cheese and sour cream and put it in the fridge and blah, blah, blah. And it sounds gross.
I only dip my meat at home. Had to say
sure,
it.
There
Come
it
on.
Is. Yeah, and I'm the bad
Go
one.
Go on,
here, so
anyway.
Anyway, but yeah, sometimes I'll make that up, and it sounds weird. Like, why would you want to dip your steak or your chicken or your salmon into this weird cream cheese concoction? But it's really good. But once you eat it, you're fine. The other thing, and this is going to disgust everybody, peanut butter on chicken. I know. It sounds gross. It was an Ethiopian restaurant in New Orleans, and I was like...
Tried it?
Well... Ethiopia, you don't really think of food when
on
you think Ethiopia.
On fried chicken or
you know
on baked
I mean?
Chicken?
It's like a baked chicken. It's peanut chicken. And it's like a peanut sauce. And actually, you can buy the peanut sauce now. But
Sounds
you
like
make
Thai
it
food.
With chicken. It does. It does sound like Thai food.
Okay.
But this was like an Ethiopian thing, and it blew my mind. Oh, my gosh. But yeah, but you know, you could put peanut butter on baked chicken.
I'm in. By the way, I will tell you, I had no cucumbers yesterday when I made quesadillas again, and so I tried with pickle. Not the same.
It is not the
not
same.
The
and
same.
Everybody
no,
on this
not.
List is disgusting. I'm ashamed of your listeners, dude. I am sorry. You
okay.
guys are gross.
All right, let's go to some of these texts here.
These are disgusting.
437-1620. What's your weird food combination that is like
corned beef
gross,
hash,
but you really, really love it, and it you kind of... Other people should try. Like, you want to evangelize for this food combo.
Yuck.
Cheetos in tomato soup.
No. Gross.
No, but hear it out. Hear it out in your brain, in your mouth, brain. Your brain, mouth, whatever. Cheetos, awesome. Best cracker on the planet. And then I can see this. I mean, I can, like, they're two fantastic things. Why wouldn't you put them together? I don't know.
It's like peanut butter and chocolate. Yes. Wait a minute.
Oh, like two people ran into each other at the corner. Let's see. Hot dogs. With SpaghettiOs on them. Skitty dogs.
736, I'm ashamed.
I'm trying with that one. I'm not seeing it. I will say that you can put on a hot dog, a good quality hot dog, like almost a sausage hot dog, you can put like barbecue pork and coleslaw and you can have some fun with that. And it doesn't seem like it would work. I'm telling you, it's fantastic. And barbecue sauce. We call it the Barbie dog. Let's see. Apple butter or grape jelly on grilled cheese. Okay. I'm easier to imagine the apple butter. Hard to imagine the grape jelly, but
maybe
you're adding a sweet to a savory. I can see how that would work. Okay.
But you're still disgusting.
Boiled eggs and I
380. I'm ashamed
would have
of
said,
you.
As Paul Stadden would have said, I think I threw up in my mouth just a little bit there.
Yeah, I definitely did.
Boiled eggs and ketchup and all caps. Trust me. All right. I invited all comers. I invited every suggestion. So I am. Taking notes. Eggs with apple butter. Eggs, apple butter. You know what? You know what I wonder? I wonder what a fried egg with honey butter, like you get for the rolls at Texas
Roadhouse. Would be disgusting. What is wrong with these people?
I'm always amazed by foods that get innovated because I always think, now who tried that the first time?
Somebody
had to put fried chicken on a waffle and drench it in syrup.
Like in my head, somebody
is
smoking weed in college, and they're like, you know what we just have is
Snoop
this
Dogg's favorite
and
meal.
This.
Yeah, okay, no, that's true.
Snoop Dogg's favorite meal, right? Hot dogs and SpaghettiOs, you got it.
Okay, so this is one that I think everybody kind of knows about, so this isn't even weird anymore, but dipping Wendy's French fries into...
chocolate frosting?
Into a frosty,
yeah. That's beautiful.
Oh, that really is.
712, you're okay in my book.
And frankly, can we say this, we're friends? That's the only way that it's possible to eat Wendy's fries.
437-1620,
but it is worth doing it. Oatmeal with hot dogs cut up in it.
Oh, God.
Oatmeal?
Were you punished at summer camp? The hell?
Okay, I'm learning. This is somebody here says, "What is this?"
Sorry, 736.
Grilled, oh, dipped in applesauce, the grilled cheese, Swiss cheese with peanut butter, whipped cream toast. I'm not sure what's weird about that. That just sounds like
awesome, awful.
Oh, not French toast, just toast with whipped cream on it.
Wait, why would you put whipped cream on toast?
Why do you put grape jelly on toast?
Okay.
Corned beef hash with two fried eggs on top. Oh, that's just corned beef hash.
748.
You can add hollandaise. You can add asparagus. You can add all kinds of stuff to that and make it better every time.
Yes.
Every layer makes it better. Do not judge unless you try it. Hot dog with peanut butter.
No, I'm judging. 723. What's wrong with you?
What is 723?
Oh, the prefix of their phone number. That's why I'm giving everybody numbers and not names.
I see. All right.
Except for you, Shannon.
Dipping dill pickle spears in honey mustard. Two contrasting bitters. I can't. Okay, I'm not judging. This is a no. This is a no judgment circle. This is the talking
698. I'm going to find out where you live and just.
Everybody's going to feel so identified. They feel so targeted.
That's right.
Waffle House hash browns with a side of dill pickles.
Yeah, 712, I can get behind that.
All right. Liquid smoke. Let's see. Add liquid smoke and some other spices to coconut. Bake it in the oven, then it takes on the persona of bacon, and you can use it in recipes in place of bacon. Why wouldn't you just use bacon?
Because some people want to be healthier. Okay. I get that.
I don't understand that motive at all. Let's go traffic on the fives. Candy's got traffic on the fives. Man. We'll finish this up in a sec. We got a ton of texts here.
Yeah, we do. And thank you so much for texting in. And I'm just joking. No, not Lillian Highway. There's a few miles west, it looks like, of San Sebastian Circle. That's how it's reading on the map. Showing a vehicle crash, but not showing a roadblock at this time. Lillian and Old Quarry Field Road showing an accident with no roadblock. That's on the west side. And then Langley and Sanders. And Scenic Heights showing an accident, but again, no roadblock there. If you have a traffic tip or a food tip, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
You know, if you're thinking about that next vehicle, Frontier Motors is a great place to buy good quality, almost new cars. I think I'm going to say almost you now, almost new, because used kind of connotes, you know, the car that's barely alive anymore. I think some people think a used car dealership, oh, goodness, you know, I didn't need to go to the dump. You know, I just want a good. No, they sell cars that are like a year old, 2 years old. Like my car came back off a corporate lease or some kind of a lease in Orlando. It was a year old. It had 12,000 miles. The dealership couldn't sell it. So Frontier bought it at the auction and we got a smoking deal on it. Almost new Honda Odyssey. And that's what they specialize in. Almost new. New to you. The only difference is it doesn't smell like the new. You know that new car smell? It lasts for about 3 weeks. Doesn't have that.
It smells new.
I mean, they don't have that weird little, you know, factory, whatever it is.
That's true.
But
plus,
that's
every
fine.
Time you go there, you see other people you know from Pensacola that buy at Frontier. There's I've never so gone there about two cars, and I always see people.
Always people. Always. It's like a family reunion.
It
Frontier
is.
Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, right behind that big buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. All right. Oh, my God. The number
so
of texts is crazy.
Oh, Sarah's got one. Training go on. to work with us in the morning, and she's disgusting. Go ahead, Sarah.
Go on, Sarah. Say your disgusting thing.
I don't
think
it's that weird. I like rice and Chick-fil-A sauce.
Oh, okay.
It's really good. It's a good hangover cure, especially.
How would you know?
I'm 22, Andrew.
Discovered it when I was 14. So... No, I'll tell you, like the way the kids in my family like rice is rice with butter and sugar.
Oh, I like that. Oh, man, that sounds gross.
It's not even weird, but it's so good.
And
yeah, my mom used to call it rice
Chick-fil-A
pudding.
Sauce on top of the butter and sugar.
I'm noticing a trend.
You're disgusting. I'm going to call your dad.
Peanut butter and dill pickle sandwiches. Wendy's chocolate frosting french fries. Disagreeing, we're no longer friends. Oh, well, okay. Fair enough. Block me if you dare. Peanut butter. We got a peanut butter theme going on here. Peanut butter on chicken grilled is so good. So good. Chow Time has it too. Have a wonderful Thursday. Thank you so much. People always turn their nose up and won't try it, but it's a sandwich I crave. Grilled ham and cheese with mayo, mustard, and barbecue sauce. Add lettuce and tomato after grilling.
Grilling?
Well, that's just a hamburger. Right?
Yes. I guess
it's a hamburger
is.
That's made with ham. It's a hamburger.
They like the Porky's movie, so
no, I like that's. I'm open to coleslaw on anything now. My husband eats canned tuna with ramen and Cheetos on top. Hashtag prison meal.
I was gonna ask. Yeah, were they in jail?
Chipotle hot sauce on scrambled eggs. Scrambled eggs made with mustard mixed in. Well, the color won't change. Gross. Somebody says this whole conversation is food abuse.
Oh, and it's Tina from the front desk, and she's absolutely right.
Ketchup on sausage gravy. Isn't there also, this is my northerner coming out, there's a red sausage gravy though, right? Red gravy?
There is.
Okay, just checking. Somebody here says that they love your laugh, of course.
I doubt it. But I love you too, Clint.
Why do we have to end on this?
Oh, God.
I don't even want to say it.
Maybe I will. Sautéed fish in an enchilada sauce.
Yeah, it's giving my mouth shudders.
I'm not sure.
Not going to judge. Just going to say happy times.
I will. Most of y'all are disgusting. Oh, you know what? I bet today everybody's pregnant. I mean, I know I'm not. The jig is up, but I'm too old. But everybody's pregnant.
That's what we did today. We secretly outed a bunch of pregnant people.
That's right.
What about the guys?
Still pregnant.
Well, guys, still pregnant.
Well,
that's
I mean,
right.
Science
Men
tells us
pregnant.
That guys can become pregnant today.
Thank you. You finally see my side. Hey, is Nick Cannon in town? Just kidding.
Wow.
What? He gets everybody pregnant. You stand in the same room with Nick Cannon. Ba-boom.
Like 8 different things.
That's right, man.
Like,
yeah, I'm going to be like the octogrammer.
850 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, super snarky. I appreciate that.
Mm.
Hi, this is Earl Ron, president of New South Window. If you need new windows or doors for your home, heads up. This message is for you. New South is having a one-day factory sale this Saturday only in our factory showroom. 40% off high-performance award-winning windows, 40% off energy-efficient windows and patio doors, 40% off our factory direct products installed. Bring in your measurements for on-the-spot pricing or call today. One day only, this Saturday from 9 till 4. Please visit us at newsouthwindow.com.
This Saturday only, save an additional 5% when you arrive before noon.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Bray. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Bray Jewelers.
Wake up, people. You're optimizing every waking hour of your life. From carpooling kids, to work, to friends, and everything in between. You have to get sleep. And a bed that can perform as well as you do. Meet the next generation Sleep Number Smart Bed. It effortlessly adjusts to your shape, position, and movements. Learning how you sleep, so you learn to sleep better. Night after night. Sleep next level. Only from Sleep Number.
It's the biggest sale of the year. Save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed. Plus free home delivery when you add an adjustable base. Ends Monday.
Pensacola right now with Joe and Gracie. It's like headline news for radio. Every day, 4 to 7 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Let me clear my throat!
To Mexico, where abortion just became much more accessible. The Supreme Court there has thrown out all federal criminal penalties for the procedure, ruling that national restrictions violated women's rights. There are still Mexican states that criminalize abortion, but any federal health institution must now provide it as an option.
Yeah, this is a really interesting development because, of course, historically, a Catholic country has now come full circle that, you know, which is, of course, Catholicism is extraordinarily pro-life. But now the Mexican Supreme Court has said that it violates, I'm reading from the opinion, it put out on Twitter, their Supreme Court's on Twitter, that alone is entertaining, but the Supreme Court wrote on, X, that it had decided that, quote, the legal system that criminalized abortion in the federal penal code is unconstitutional because it violates the human rights of women and people with the ability to gestate.
Do I have to have this conversation with you again?
Yes, of women and also people with the ability to gestate who are not women. Anyway.
Dude, if I had something sewn on and I was younger, then I could have a kid. I mean, I can't because I can't, but sorry, I'm out.
Just The Mexico City was the first Mexican jurisdiction to decriminalize abortion 15 years ago. The group, GIRE, what do they stand? What is their acronym? It's a reproductive rights organization, says no woman or pregnant person, again,
it's just do it.
Biology 101. Nor any health worker will be able to be punished for abortion, they said in a statement. It also means, by the way, as she said in the newscast there, federal public health service and any federal health institution must offer abortion to anyone who requests it. Court ordered that the crime of abortion be removed from the federal penal code. What also got me thinking about this is, you know, the Mexico City policy. You might not be familiar with the term, but this was a policy instituted under President Reagan, and the policy was that not only would we not supply federal funds for anything that would involve abortion, but also any NGO, non-governmental organization that operates internationally, if they're wanting to get government funding from the United States, not only can't they perform, but they can't endorse or advocate for or counsel towards, like, nothing promoting abortion. The reason that was called the Mexico City policy, which seems weird that Mexico City has historically been the most pro-abortion or pro-choice Mexican area, is because it was announced in Mexico City. And I actually never knew that until I was looking up. I was like, why is this called this when they're this way? That's all part of the Tommy Tuberville stuff, right? Like, we got 300 military promotions on hold right now because Tommy Tuberville says, whoa, whoa, whoa. You can't have the federal government funding reimbursement for military women who travel out of state, where the state has it illegal and they travel out of state to get abortion. They now get paid compensation for that travel expense. Now, that's not paying for the abortion, but that is paying for the travel related to getting the abortion. And that's where the argument is, which is not directly, explicitly, I would say, a violation of the Hyde Amendment concept that the federal government doesn't fund abortion, but it is funding the facilitation of, and so I understand the objection, and especially if you're going to have states that say something's illegal under the Supreme Court decision that made it possible for states to do that. I know where he's coming from. I think it's a real balancing act, though, whether that's a problem for the military or not. It clearly is. Is it worse of a problem than their decision to not change that policy? Well, time will tell who wins. 8:56 on News Radio 92.3. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
98 westbound is stopped at Avalon in Gulf Breeze. It doesn't show an accident. That doesn't mean there isn't one, but it is stopped for a couple miles, it looks like. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
This is kind of interesting. Well, worth noting, you know how the Marines have had a safety issue with the F-18 recently, which of course is cross-platform. The Navy also uses that, and the Osprey, which the Navy don't think ever flies those. I think that's in Marines only. But they've had, you know, the clutch issues with those, and they had a recent fatality with five people killed because the Osprey went down. The Marines is now saying that they are going to appoint next summer. It's going to take a little bit of time to get it in place. They're going to put a general. A general is going to be in charge of the services safety division starting next summer. There's 63 generals in the Marines only. And so if you have to assign one, it's going to be one star that you're going to have to take them from somewhere else. We don't quite know where they're going to come from yet. But the Navy, meanwhile, has a rear admiral in charge of that. That's a two star in the Navy. So I'm glad to see that the Marines are stepping up this oversight obligation and putting it as a flag officer, one star general. It seems like maybe it was a colonel previously. Seems like maybe that should have happened already. Maybe they're a little late to this party, but in any case, that's something, even though it is happening next year. 8:58 News Radio 92.3. One of our newer advertisers is ProHealth Florida, ProHealthFL.com. Female-owned local company in operation for more than 35 years, making healthcare affordable and accessible. 7 local locations, best of the Bay, best of the Coast, best of Pensacola, Santa Rosa Beach, Milton Crestview, Fort Walton, in Gulf Breeze by the Whataburger, on Summit in Pensacola, and on College in Pensacola behind the Sam's Club. They have walk-in or urgent care, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, Gulf Breeze, Pensacola, Fort Walton. Saturday is 8 to 1 at the Pensacola location by Sam's Club. They'll do lab work, the occupational screenings. They have a whole health plan if you don't have insurance, ProHealth Medical Membership. $45 a month, unlimited primary care visits, no copay, 24/7 teledoc, and a bunch of other benefits. If any of that appeals to you or you just want to find out more about them, stop in or go to the website, ProHealthFL.com. 8:59, News Radio 92.3. Time for a future news with Candy. All right, first question for you, Candy.
Yeah.
Will McConnell actually fill out the rest of his term in the Senate?
Yes.
No.
Why do you ask?
Will the USS Enterprise as it's going to be deconstructed, is it going to be taken apart in Mobile or not in Mobile?
They are going to take apart the Star Trek thing.
Captain Mobile. Picard will oversee.
Yeah.
Or Kirk. I want this to happen because it'd be cool, but it's not going to happen here. I don't know.
Local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3.